We talked with guitarist Ian O'Sullivan in the first half of our show, but we didn't get the opportunity to hear his music, so we're going to remedy that in our second half, and Ian's with us in our studio. Welcome back, Ian.
Aloha.
Your latest CD is Songs for the North Shore, and I'm interested in how a piece of music can reflect a place, a region.
Right.
That was your challenge in putting them together, right?
Right, yeah, and especially challenging because I don't sing.
Yeah.
I can in a pinch. I mean, you may catch me doing a harmony or something if I'm playing with some friends, but I'm definitely not a lead vocalist. So finding notes that can tell a story, you know, is a challenge.
Yeah.
And that was something that took me a couple years. I wrote 10 different pieces, actually over the span of probably about 5 years. A good chunk of them, about 8 of them, I wrote in the last 2 years, and they all have something different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote one song for the Night Marchers up on the North Shore,
yeah.
And I use a descending fret by fret chromatic line to represent the walk
mm-hmm.
of the Night Marchers moving. I have another composition called Ka'ena Point, and I use a left-hand tapping technique to represent the current
mm-hmm.
moving through the water,
and it does evoke that just when you hear it. Yeah.
So that took a while to find something for every single place.
Yeah.
I have a melody for the birds. I thought that was, you know, something like a bird.
Mm-hmm.
And so everywhere, that one's for Loko'ea, a fish pond in Hala'iva.
Mm-hmm.
Finding notes that reflect either a gesture, a place, or a feeling, you know, takes some time. And I was very lucky. I had the inspiration in time to record a nice CD. So, yeah, 10 songs, all for the North Shore, from Kahuku to Ka'ena.
Well, let's pick one and let's see how you play.
Okay, so another way that I use Hawaiian music to influence my classical music is the use of slack key guitar tunings,
mm-hmm.
And so in this song Loko'ea, I use a low C tuning, so I have to take the low E string on the guitar way down.
I love that low C though.
Down to a C, and then the next string down to a G. So it's sort of a pseudo half slack key, half standard classical
mm-hmm.
tuning.
But you get the bass notes you want that
yeah.
way.
Okay, so. This is a Loko'ea.
Thank you. That was lovely, Ian. Yeah. And a thought occurred to me as you were playing that, which is something that any aspiring composer might want to think about, is trust your melody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like figure when you had that beautiful little simple figure that just, you know, let that breathe.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I do a lot of with...
Don't put a lot of garlands on it. Mm-hmm, you don't need them.
The simplicity, right? Yeah. Let the notes shine, you know. One of the beauties of the guitar is that each note holds a lot of weight.
Yeah.
You know, so if I were to play something like... on a piano, that exact same melody would seem very simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on a guitar, I think partially it's the challenge. We have to use two hands.
Yeah.
On the same fret and find the same string in order to execute a note. Whereas a piano, we can drop our finger onto any key and get a sound.
Yeah.
Not to say that the piano is easier, that it is. Anyways, joking. But I think that it's, obviously an inferior instrument, but that's another conversation. I do think, though, that the piano, because of that, the complexity of the music does reflect that.
Well, so you can get in between the notes with a guitar in a way that's forbidden on a piano.
Many, many things. You know, we can get quarter tones, we can get bends, we can do vibratos, you know, we can make chimes, harmonics, we can do slides.
Yeah.
We can tap the instrument.
Yeah.
Different, many different sounds.
And we do. Ian, thanks so much for coming in. That really was a lovely piece. Thank you so much. That. Ian O'Sullivan is a classically trained guitarist with a degree from Yale University. His CDs are Born and Raised and Songs for the North Shore, and you can learn more about him on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.